Science magazine is one of the most prestigious and widely read scientific publications in the world. 42 pages of the March 23, 2001 issue of Science were devoted to describing the incredible new field of research that has so excited medicine, biotech companies, and the pharmaceutical industry. From cancer and genetic defects to inflammation, anti-aging, infections, and much more, this new information is revolutionizing the way medicine will be practiced. The exciting news is you don't have to wait on new drug development that is years away. The new category of nutrients those drugs will be based on is available now. Listen as Dr. Fouts tells how you can win the battle against disease and aging starting today.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dan Fouts. I have a question for you. What can you buy for $1.3 trillion? $1.3 trillion spent on healthcare in the U.S. bought us number 37 in the world in ability to achieve vital health goals, according to the World Health Organization's World Health Report 2000. We may be the best in the world in emergency medicine, but we are losing the healthcare battle everywhere else. Chronic degenerative diseases afflict over 120 million Americans. 50-plus million more suffer from one or more autoimmune diseases. Antibiotic-resistant infections are now increasing at an alarming rate. We have finished mapping the human genome, but we still don't have any cures or even treatments for genetic disorders. Approximately 90% of the medications prescribed can only help to suppress the symptoms of the disease, with no ability to actually cure or fix the disease. Yes, I do realize that without those medications, some of you listening to this tape would not have the improved quality of life, and in some instances, wouldn't even be alive today. But we must still recognize the limitations of symptom-suppressive medications and that the cost-benefit ratio is getting more costly. Properly prescribed prescription drugs are now the number four cause of death in the U.S. Every disease category is increasing, and even worse, are now occurring at younger ages. Adult-onset diabetes is now occurring at epidemic rates in children as young as age 8. Further complicating that process is the discovery that a virus may be a significant factor in causing adult-onset diabetes in kids as well as in adults. Heart disease is the number one cause of death in the country. In 63% of the women and 50% of the men, the first symptom will be death, which doesn't give you much time to change your ways. Go to Medline on the internet and type in children and atherosclerosis and you will pull up 4,979 medical research articles about this problem. Foam cells in the artery wall, the very first stage of atherosclerosis, are found in 45% of infants at birth. The second stage is fatty streaks. A World Health Organization study using autopsy findings reported that 100% of 5-year-olds already had fatty streaks present. That was 100% of 5-year-olds. The condition then progresses from puberty on into early adulthood where stage 3 begins. From then on, stage 4 continues until it may be your time to grab your chest and fall to the floor. But in 63% of the women and in 50% of the men, unfortunately, there won't be any time left to get the bottle of aspirin like the TV commercial recommends. Again, silent infections by a number of common everyday viruses and bacteria are not only being looked at as part of the cause of atherosclerosis, but as an actual trigger mechanism in heart attacks. So how effectively is your immune system really protecting you? How about your child's immune system? With the significant increase in childhood cancers and autoimmune diseases, obviously it isn't working as well as it needs to. We also have managed to raise a whole generation of apparently Ritalin-deficient children if we look at the ADD-ADHD statistics. Autism, a little over a decade ago, occurred in 1 in 10,000 children. Today, that number has dropped to 1 in 150. Soaring increases in asthma, allergy, and infections. Yes, America is a risky place for kids. Let's not forget us baby boomers. Every 8 seconds worldwide, another one turns 54 years old, getting older and not wanting to. For me, the topic of anti-aging has definitely gotten personal. I don't know about you, but being number 37 at anything, especially health, doesn't sound too exciting to me. We need to look for some alternatives. We know that 6 of the top 10 causes of death are diet-related. We have definitely proven that you can't buy good health from the doctor. You have to build it. Taking more responsibility for our own health and the health of our children becomes critically important. On the other hand, almost 50% of Americans have gone to alternative care physicians, spending over $20 billion per year. An estimated 50 to 70% of the adult population are taking nutritional supplements and spending many more billions of dollars. And every disease category is still increasing and still occurring at younger ages. While using nutritional and alternative therapies is an excellent idea, there is still something missing in our attempts to improve health. Obviously, taking one of each from the health food store isn't practical, so with thousands of products to choose, which do we use? That is the most important question you can ask. The answer to that question is the reason I have made this tape. It is why now literally there is hope where medically there was no hope. Research that has accumulated over several decades has led to the discovery and establishment of an entirely new category of essential nutrients that is radically changing the way medicine will be practiced. This new category of nutrients is already allowing the body to correct and/or prevent health challenges in ways even the most optimistic healthcare professional never thought possible. But how about anti-aging? Well, progeria is the disease that causes extremely accelerated aging from birth, resulting in death before 20 years of age. This new category of nutrients is the reason that for the first time in medical history, progeria has actually been reversed. It is the reason that after 26 years in practice, I now teach this information to doctors, pharmacists, and nurses in continuing medical education seminars. It is the reason I have traveled all over the U.S. and Canada and lectured to the public about this information. It is the reason someone gave you this tape to listen to. Nutrition simply supplies the body with the raw material tools it is already pre-programmed to use to stay healthy. Medicine and science have grossly underestimated the body's potential to fix things when it has the necessary nutrients to work with. The only miracle is in the body's God-given ability to heal, repair, regenerate, regulate, and protect itself. The challenge of science has always been to try to learn how the body works. In 1996, a critical key missing nutritional link in the body's daily ability to maintain health, to prevent disease, fight disease, and slow down the aging process was discovered. A whole new nutritional category called glyconutrients was established. Glyco is a Greek word meaning sweet or sugar. Glyconutrients are a special and unique group of at least 8 essential carbohydrate monosaccharides that are not digested and burned as fuel. Instead, they are structural building blocks incorporated as whole molecules directly into the cells and are involved in an incredible array of biological functions controlling everything from individual cell structure and function to cell communication and protection for every single cell in our body. Because these special carbohydrates are so important and used so differently by the body, I will refer to them as carbohydrates have traditionally been the Rodney Dangerfield of the biochemistry research world. They got no respect by most scientists. That situation has changed radically. Glycobiology, the study of carbohydrates, is now at the forefront of medical research. Recognizing the critical importance of the 8 special carbohydrate molecules, the pharmaceutical industry has been spending billions of dollars trying to develop carbohydrate-based drugs, vaccines, and drug delivery systems. It was reported in the July 1991 Biotechnology Journal that new carbohydrate technology will provide novel products for treating a broad range of diseases, including immune disorders, cancer, infectious diseases, and cardiovascular conditions. A few years later, in the January 1993 issue of Scientific American, a longtime researcher in the area of carbohydrate-based therapeutic technology stated, "The day may not be far off when anti-adhesive drugs, possibly in the form of pills that are both sugar-coated and sugar-loaded, will be used to prevent and treat infections, inflammations, the consequences of heart attack, and perhaps even cancer." Currently, over 15 pharmaceutical companies are in phase 1, 2, or 3 testing of carbohydrate-based drugs for everything from the aftermath of heart attack to cancer, diabetes, a whole array of infections, blood clotting problems, AIDS, epilepsy, Parkinson's, for organ transplant patients, anti-inflammatories, and a whole wish list of additional carbohydrate drugs for future development. The pharmaceutical industry is willing to spend billions of dollars on synthetic carbohydrate drug development for one simple reason. In hundreds of already published medical studies, the naturally occurring supercarb monosaccharides already worked. Unfortunately for us, the synthetic carbohydrate drugs will still be toxic, have side effects, and are still years away from FDA approval. But let's get back to the supercarb glyconutrients. There are about 200 carbohydrate monosaccharides found in nature. The 1996 edition of Harper's Biochemistry textbook identified 8 essential supercarb molecules involved in building glycoproteins and other glycoforms. Another biochemistry textbook that same year identified those same 8 essential carbohydrates and also listed 3 other metabolic intermediate saccharides as being important. After the supercarbs were identified in 1996, further research revealed that for multiple complex reasons, only 2 of the 8 essential supercarb molecules were now commonly found in our diet. Big problem. The supercarbs are required by virtually all 100-plus trillion cells in our body. Especially critical is the supercarb involvement in our immune system's ability to identify, target, and destroy the bad guys versus the good guys, as well as the communication network that controls how the immune system responds to protect us. The health challenges and more rapid aging that occurs due to deficiencies of these supercarbs may occur slowly or rapidly depending on the individual. However, the end result of deficient supercarbs is always disease and more rapid aging. There are no exceptions. It is pure biochemistry. That is just the way the body was designed to work. We have been paying a very dear price because of missing essential glyconutrients. 1996 did turn out to be a good year, though. A pharmacologist biochemist researcher had been involved in the discovery of what turned out to be the first generation of glyconutrient supplements. While scientists and biochemists all over the world were researching single glyconutrient monosaccharides, this individual became the first researcher to recognize that the body could benefit from a supplemental blend of the 8 necessary carbohydrate supercarbs. Through his efforts, a second-generation glyconutrient supplement containing a blend of the 8 essential supercarbs and/or their precursors, as well as the 3 metabolic intermediates, was formulated. This glyconutrient blend formula has proved to be a giant contribution in meeting our need to supplement the missing supercarbohydrate nutrients back into our diet. While individual supercarb monosaccharides are available in a few herbal products like echinacea and certain mushrooms, the pharmaceutical companies spending billions of dollars on carbohydrate drug research recognized early on the absolute necessity of having all the supercarbs included when they began trying to develop anti-adhesion drugs to block and fight various infections and even cancer. Supercarbs are used by the body at cell level. We have no way of knowing which of the supercarbs may be most needed and/or most efficient in our body at any given time. To me, it seems logical to use a single supplement containing a glyconutrient blend of all the supercarbs or precursors rather than hope to guess correctly about a supplement only containing one or a few of the necessary supercarbs. My own clinical experience and that of thousands of others has proven the glyconutrient blend containing all 8 saccharides or their precursors and the 3 metabolic intermediate saccharides to be the most broad-spectrum and cost-effective approach to use. In my own family, they eliminated my wife's chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and migraine headaches, and my daughter and I aren't plagued anymore with our allergies. Now, there is no question your doctor is a highly trained professional, but the staggering amount of new information is overwhelming. When you go to the doctor, you are betting your health and sometimes your life, not on what the doctor knows, but on what he or she doesn't know. All doctors, myself included, have been taught that carbohydrates are just a fuel supply for the body. There are simple and complex carbohydrates. Complex are better than simple. And if you happen to be diabetic or trying to lose weight, it's best to avoid them. Even though the pharmaceutical companies are spending billions of dollars to develop carbohydrate-based therapeutic technology, they aren't educating doctors about the importance of it because those drugs aren't available yet. For me, the carbohydrate paradigm changed when I was asked to check out some new information about glyconutrients by the associate pastor at my church to see if they would help a lady in the congregation. Several years prior, this lady had a cancerous lump removed from her breast but chose not to undergo further treatment. Unfortunately, in January of 1995, the lump was back. The entire left breast was removed, and a bone scan revealed extensive metastasis or spread of the cancer into her pelvis, multiple vertebrae, the sternum, and multiple ribs. She was told that in the now extremely advanced state of the cancer, her prognosis was very poor and medicine had little to offer her. She tried numerous nutritional alternative therapies with no benefit. Now we jump ahead to September 1995, and I'm asked to check out this new nutritional product to see if it might help her. To say I was skeptical would be your basic understatement. First, I'm the one who had been going to all the nutritional seminars, and I had never heard word one about it. I mean, how important could this stuff be? Second, we were talking about a dumb carbohydrate supplement when all the other nutritional therapies had already failed. Third, I had seen the bone scans in January, and I knew medically how hopeless the situation was. This lady had gone from about 5'10 to 5'2 in height because of all the vertebral compression fractures. She had multiple pathological rib fractures. She was on daily multiple injections of morphine and still had pain. She was on oxygen, literally skin and bones. Hospice had already been in for 3 months. If she survived another 6 to 8 weeks, it would be a miracle in itself. But it was the associate pastor that asked, so mentally kicking and screaming the whole way, I assure you, I agreed to check it out. Checking it out meant that I called and talked to the medical director at a Texas-based nutraceutical research and development company, which I had never heard of either. After explaining the cancer situation to the medical director, he told me about the extensive carbohydrate research he and a research pharmacologist biochemist had been involved in at a pharmaceutical company before bringing that expertise to the nutraceutical company. The medical director sent me research information on glyconutrients, which was impressive, but I still knew how bad her cancer was. I don't treat cancer, but realistically, it didn't matter what anyone did or did not do at that advanced stage of her cancer. So I told her if she wanted to try some of this carbohydrate stuff, I would get it for her. She did. I did. 5 months later, she was back working at the church part-time and not taking anything for pain because she didn't have any pain. Since it was absolutely medically impossible for her to even be alive, let alone in no pain, it definitely got my attention. I have spent hundreds of hours over the last 5 years, both in the medical libraries as well as on the internet Medline, and found that new information concerning the supercarbs literally filled volumes of textbooks and thousands of medical research articles. And in all of my schooling, extensive postgraduate training, and nutritional seminars with the best in the country, I had never heard word one about it. Remember, it's what your doctor doesn't know that can be a problem. The most exciting thing for me as I've traveled around the country and lectured is meeting people with an incredible variety of health conditions that have improved so dramatically when they supplemented their diet with a blend of glyconutrients. The stories often sound miraculous and too good to be true, but they are true and medically documented. No miracles are involved, just incredibly complex biochemistry that we finally have learned more about. The best part is you don't have to understand all that complex stuff anyway. The body already does. It just needs the glyconutrients to make it happen. The body's phenomenal ability to fix itself and slow down the aging process is currently being dramatically demonstrated in a 5-year-old with progeria, a severe congenital disease that causes extremely rapid aging from birth. Devin had lost all his hair by age 1. He needed pain medication for his severe arthritis. His skin from birth was extremely thin and tight. He only weighed 16 pounds at 5 years old, and his height and weight had not changed in the last year. In 30 weeks' time since adding the glyconutrient blend to his diet, he has gained 6 to 7 pounds and grown almost 3 inches. He no longer needs pain medication. His skin is soft and smooth. He is growing hair again and has lots of energy that allows him to play all day now. We doctors know what happened to him is medically impossible. It's a good thing Devin isn't a doctor. Devin should be the poster child for anti-aging. No better proof of anti-aging potential from a supplement could possibly exist. But for baby boomers like me, it's still nice to know that adding a glyconutrient blend to the diet helped improve 8 out of 10 biomarkers of aging in independent clinic and hospital-based studies involving hundreds of people. Currently, medicine has little to offer in the area of brain and central nervous system damage. Once again, we have grossly underestimated the body's ability to heal and repair itself when given the right raw material tools to work with. Supercarbs are key components in brain structure, function, and brain chemistry. In cerebral palsy, glyconutrients offer hope where there was no hope. At birth, April was in big trouble. Her 5-minute Apgar score, which assesses her ability to survive outside of the womb, was 1. The infant survival rate with a score of 1 is only 50%, and those that survive will have neurological damage. An additional disaster occurred when she was intubated to help her breathe, but instead the procedure collapsed her lung. Extensive damage to the left side of the brain affecting the right side of her body occurred. She started therapy at 6 months of age with a poor prognosis and estimated potential brain development and cognitive function of a 1- to 2-year-old. In spite of daily therapy, she wasn't able to walk until age 4, and that was with significant balance and coordination problems. By age 6, she still couldn't talk, and communication, as simple as trying to ask her if she wanted something, was impossible for her to understand. She had very poor cognitive skills, was not potty trained, and spent much of her time in a wheelchair. And all that after being in physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech therapy daily for almost all of her young life. A patient of mine who had significantly improved using glyconutrients for a traumatic brain injury caused by an auto accident shared the new information about glyconutrients with April's father. Her parents decided to try giving the glyconutrient blend to April. Results were immediate. Within a few days, April began to understand things her parents were trying to tell her. Her balance and walking were noticeably improved in just a few weeks. Her verbal and cognitive skills improved. She started interacting positively with the family. After 4 months on the glyconutrients, her mother called me up ecstatic because April was starting to potty train. She finally was able to understand. Now, 4 years later, and still taking the glyconutrient blend, April continues to improve. She is using her right arm and hand now. She walked her 6 laps around the track for the school walkathon just like her brother. She talks in full sentences and was the best one in her class memorizing Bible verses. The lives of a child and family were radically changed because someone shared some new information. The aftermath of a stroke is usually devastating and often life-threatening. No one knows how many years the cerebral artery aneurysm had been in Betty's brain, but when it ruptured on December 31, 1997, it left Betty in a coma. After 9 hours of brain surgery, the good news, she was still alive, although on a respirator and full life support. The bad news, the surgeon told the family it was unlikely she would live for very long. On the outside chance that she would live, the surgeon told the family that because of the location, the damage from the bleed, and the extensive blood clotting that resulted, he was forced to surgically remove part of her brain. He gave Betty's family no hope that she would regain consciousness, walk, talk, or know who she was, let alone who they were. The brain EEG showed extensive damage before the surgery. After surgery, the EEG revealed even more damage. 2.5 weeks later, Betty was still in a coma, but major complications were now occurring. Her body did not seem to be absorbing nutrients from her IVs, and she had suffered dramatic weight loss. They were unable to wean her off her respirator. Her organ system started shutting down, and there was nothing the various heart, lung, and gastrointestinal specialists could do to stop the organ failure. Betty's sister, Linda, had heard that some other people with strokes had started improving once they supplemented the glyconutrient blend into their diets. Some had improved even though their strokes had occurred over 25 years before. Linda asked the neurosurgeon to allow her to try the glyconutrient blend on her sister. In this obviously hopeless case, with multiple organ system failure and almost no brainwave activity, the neurosurgeon thought she was totally wasting her time, but finally relented and said okay. At 9 a.m., Linda and the nurse began the procedure of giving Betty a tablespoon of the glyconutrient blend mixed in water 3 times a day through her nasogastric tube. 17 hours later, at 2 a.m., Linda was sitting at her sister's bedside crying quietly about the situation when she was startled to feel someone patting her cheek trying to comfort her. It was Betty doing the patting. The nurse saw it happen. The neurosurgeon was very upset when later told about it and said it was only a reflex and Betty was dying and they'd better come to grips with reality. Long story short, Betty's brain cells either didn't listen or weren't impressed by what the neurosurgeon said, even though he had been inside the brain cutting away just a few weeks before. Betty was transferred to a transitional facility for people on life support. Now with the feeding tube put in place, Linda was able to easily put in the glyconutrient blend solution. She put in 3 extra tablespoons that first day. By the end of the first week in the transitional facility, Betty was sitting up, writing messages on a whiteboard, and was off the respirator and eating soft foods. She was transferred after only 1 week to Health South for aggressive rehabilitation, and over the next 6 weeks was walking, talking, able to dress herself and take care of her own needs. At 7 weeks post-surgery, Betty had a follow-up appointment with the same neurologist that did her first 2 EEGs. He was stunned to find her sitting in his office waiting room instead of in the intensive care unit. After they walked back to the exam room, he tried to explain to Betty and Linda that her brain damage was far too extensive, and so it was impossible for her to have this type of recovery. He ordered a 3rd EEG to prove to them that Betty's brain could not have repaired itself and recovered function. At 8 weeks post-surgery, the 3rd EEG demonstrated only a mild degree of abnormality, indicating a slight neurophysiological disturbance. Obviously, her brain cells didn't listen any better to the neurologist than they did to the neurosurgeon. Betty has completely recovered, is driving, and back working again. Medically impossible in a situation of cerebral artery rupture, severe bleed, surgical removal of brain tissue, coma, and such minimal brainwave activity that the medical recommendation had been to discontinue life support. And yet Betty's case is far from an isolated incident. Never underestimate the body's wonderful ability to fix itself when given the necessary nutrient tools to work. Judy developed diabetes at age 20 while pregnant. Over the next 24 years, her diabetes and complications grew worse. She was a brittle diabetic, averaging 7 shots, totaling 38 to 40 units of insulin a day, and still could not regulate her sugar levels. She was already on her 2nd kidney transplant and taking $1,680 worth of immunosuppressive medications a month trying to keep it working. She was constantly sick and constantly taking antibiotics for the opportunistic infections occurring due to her suppressed immune system. One of the infections had affected her heart, and she had a mitral valve prolapse. She suffered from peripheral neuropathy for several years, with constant burning pain in her feet and legs. The doctors had already discussed with her the possibility of amputation becoming necessary in the next 3 to 5 years. Diabetic retinopathy had affected her vision. About 2.5 years ago, Judy started taking the glyconutrient blend. Improvements started happening very quickly. After only about 10 days on the glyconutrients, her peripheral neuropathy was gone. After about 6 weeks, her blood sugar level finally started to stabilize and stay in normal ranges for the first time in many years. She immediately stopped getting infections and didn't require any more antibiotics. 4 months after starting the glyconutrients, her mitral valve prolapse was no longer detectable. Her kidney function improved. Over the first 6 months, the amount of cyclosporin, the main anti-rejection drug for her kidney transplant, was cut in half 3 different times. She now is totally off prednisone, and her kidney specialist told her she was the only transplant patient in his 16 years of practice that was able to stop taking prednisone. After 14 months using the glyconutrients, her diabetic retinopathy was totally gone. More recently, she was getting headaches, and her ophthalmologist re-examined her eyes. He had to reduce the strength of her eyeglasses because of her improving vision. Over the last 10 months, her pancreas, which had produced no insulin for many years, has again started to produce insulin. She now takes 2 insulin shots a day, totaling only 12 units of insulin. Her case may sound quite dramatic, but is medically documented. Diabetics by the thousands have benefited significantly by giving the body what it needs to work properly. That has only happened, though, because someone cared enough to share some new information. Science has now established that glyconutrients are not a diet option. They are an absolute biochemical nutrient requirement for everyone, just like proteins, vitamins and minerals, fatty acids, and water. No exceptions. They are deficient in the food in everyone's diet, and no other combination of any nutrients can substitute for or replace them. That is a simple biochemical fact. Glyconutrients are non-toxic for any age and don't interfere with medications. In my travels across the country, I have seen an incredible number of health conditions dramatically changed that I have been taught couldn't be helped or, at best, symptoms merely suppressed. Apparently, since cells can't read the medical textbooks, they don't know they can't get better. They are pre-programmed to do what they do. They just need the right raw material tools to do it with. Glyconutrients have proven to be the missing link in restoring health. We can never change all the complex reasons why the glyconutrients are missing from our diet, but at least now we have the technology available to replace them by taking a supplemental blend of the glyconutrients. As a doctor, I definitely don't recommend getting sick or growing older faster than you need to. I would like to challenge you to do two things. First, take advantage of this new information by contacting the person that cared enough to give you this tape. He or she can help you and your family find out how to get these essential glyconutrients required by the body to maintain health, to prevent disease, to fight disease, and slow down the aging process. And second, help dramatically improve the lives of others by telling them about this new nutritional category called glyconutrients. Thank you for listening, and thank you for helping me share this life-changing information with others.
Dr. Fouts has given you an exciting overview of this very complex new category of nutrients. Glyconutrients have indeed provided hope for a broad range of diseases where medicine offered little hope at best, and in many cases, no hope. Science has proven that your body uses glyconutrients to prevent infections and disease and slow the aging process. The medical literature documents improvement in every major category of disease, including conditions like diabetes, heart disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, hepatitis C, cancer, autism, ADD-ADHD, dyslexia, candida infections, asthma, menopause, Tay-Sachs disease, urinary infections, upper respiratory infections, stroke, cerebral palsy, organ transplant, depression, muscular dystrophy, failure to thrive in infants, alcoholism, improvement in antioxidant defense, and many more. The very areas of health that are the biggest challenges to modern medicine are the areas the body seems very capable of improving when given the right tools. Glyconutrients have helped hundreds of thousands already. You can be